I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. When we take a look at what's happening in our world, we can often feel like our hands are tied. But through the gifts of prayer, partnership, and relationship, we can make a difference, even in places like Syria, where deadly violence and hunger reign. Another way we can help is to be the voice for the voiceless. Those stories are coming up next today in just a few moments. But first, we'll begin in Syria, where the ceasefire might actually be holding, but its people are not. See, frustrations are rising in a country over the very little humanitarian aid that's actually available. But Open Doors USA is helping through partner churches. Open Doors' Emily Fuentes explains the situation.
Historical Christian churches and buildings and towns have all been obliterated in this crisis. And so for us, we want to keep reminding American Christians that even though it's been more than 5 years, we can't grow weary of doing good. We can't just turn the channel. We have to be aware of what's happening with our brothers and sisters and praying and helping however else we're led.
Sadly, too many people are unaware of what's actually happening in Syria, including the United States' third-party presidential candidate. Instead, many have turned a blind eye on the greatest refugee crisis since World War II. But Christians shouldn't.
We're seeing extremists giving their lives to Christ, pastors who are choosing to remain, reaching out to their community and sharing Christ's light with them, and people are coming to Christ. And so that's why we can't grow weary of doing good. Our brothers and sisters who are facing such a horrific situation haven't grown weary of doing good. The very least we can do is come alongside them.
So what can we do? We can start by praying for Syria's civilians, its Christians, and for the continued impact of the gospel. Stay tuned for more ways that you can help. Our next story is also about building community, but it has a completely different approach. Pokemon Go is still monopolizing college student phones. InterVarsity Christian Fellowship is using this opportunity to share the gospel through lures. InterVarsity's Brett Stout-Willett explains.
So lures are a way of gathering more Pokemon to a certain area, and on your phone, you can see on a map where there are lures out and so where more Pokemon might gather. And so InterVarsity staff and students and actually, honestly, lots of businesses at this point are putting lures out and then noticing that there's an increase in foot traffic. People are wandering into their store or coffee shop.
And actually, in a weird way, it's biblical.
It reminds me of the role of wells, particularly in the Old Testament, but also the New Testament. You know, but wells were they were a crossroads. They were a gathering point. They were a place where people would go and socially interact. You know, so you had a purpose and an objective, and because of that, the whole town would intersect with each other, and it became a very social spot. You know, and then you get great stories like Jesus encountering the Samaritan woman at the well in the middle of the day and off hours, and so encountering somebody who was outside of the mainstream.
Building relationships is a process, so please be praying for these creative ways in sharing the gospel to succeed and for InterVarsity's campus work. And sometimes, as we're looking to build relationships, we have to be a voice for the voiceless. Over the last week, we've shared stories about the deaf community, leading to this week, the International Week of the Deaf. The deaf community deals with some pretty unique challenges. They don't always have access to Christian conferences or speakers or even churches, and people aren't always willing to engage with deaf stories. J.R. Buckley with the Deaf Bible Society says deaf awareness is like what he calls the blue car effect.
You've never seen a blue car until you buy a blue car, and then all of a sudden it's like you're seeing blue cars everywhere. And that can apply to any kind of vehicle you get or something that you see or you've become aware of. Most people are not really thinking about the deaf community. And once they're made aware and it's on their mind, it's like they start to see people signing everywhere they go, or they hear a conversation about sign language everywhere they go.
Well, after awareness, then what?
Pray for the deaf. Pray for organizations like ours trying to take the gospel to the deaf. And take action. Engage your church.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, we're going to activate world-changing prayer for the lost together. Join us for a prayer cast challenge called Chicago 77. Get the details and sign up at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.